All right, Evan Ginsberg, back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. And I'd like to start off with a rare positive. That's right, a positive review of this past Thursday's TNA show, Impact. And why do I say this? Because AJ Styles versus Doug Williams, 20 minutes of wrestling. Quality wrestling. Imagine wrestling on a TNA broadcast. You know, folks, every once in a while, almost by accident, WWE or TNA actually put on a wrestling match. And you know what? It's a pleasure to watch. It reminds me of why I enjoy the sport, why it will always be in my heart. And WWE, in presenting Bryan Danielson against William Regal, made a half-assed attempt because that match was all of 4 minutes. So, you know, and it's a rare case of TNA besting WWE. And kudos to TNA for showing that, yes, you could put on a fine, fine wrestling match. People will stay tuned. People will watch it, enjoy it, appreciate it. Wrestling elevated to art when guys like AJ Styles and Doug Williams do it. And I only wish WWE, instead of having an endless parade of divas, would devote the same amount of airtime to a quality wrestling match. So, folks, if you get to see a repeat or wherever you could catch it, check out Doug Williams against AJ Styles because these two guys elevate pro wrestling to art. And before I go any further, I would just like to acknowledge the passing of R&B great Tina Marie and rock great Captain Beefheart, which I just found out maybe a half hour ago about both their deaths, and I was tremendously saddened. As in my youth, I listened avidly to both of them, Tina Marie, Lady T, and Captain Beefheart, who, if you never heard of him, was very much in the Frank Zappa vein, avant-garde, brilliant, brilliant musician. Very sad to hear of both their passings. Back to the wrestling, Roddy Piper returned to Madison Square Garden tonight with WWE, and he did a Piper's Pit. Sergeant Slaughter was supposed to be his guest. Why, I have no idea, but instead it was Tito Santana. I was not there live. We had a major snowstorm, plus the fact that I haven't attended a WWE show in 13 years. The snow had very little to do with my not being there, but I have such fond, fond memories of Roddy Piper at the Garden. I was there the night Piper turned on Cyndi Lauper, and you know, that was a great, great moment in pro wrestling history. I was there, of course, Piper Snooker, Piper teaming up with Bob Wharton many, many times against Snooker and the Tonga Kid. Snooker and Junkyard Dog, you know, Piper was, it was almost like a whirlwind hit that ring. You know, the matches were maybe 8, 9, 10 minutes, but when it was over, whether he was with or without Bob Wharton, who was also great, they were a perfect team because Piper had the charisma, the wildness, Wharton, of course, the ring technician, they just totally complemented each other. And just brilliant, and it was just tremendous, tremendous action and excitement and chaos, and like I said, like a hurricane, a tornado, a whirlwind hitting the ring, and when it was over, you just went, wow, that was great. And Piper was never anywhere near as good as a face. You know, he was a great, great heel, and why they changed him, I have no idea, but just one of my all-time favorites, mid-80s, nobody touched Roddy Piper. as a great heel. And what can I say? Piper at the Garden, that's magic. And folks, speaking of magic, you could check out Who's Slamming Who's Lanny Poffo, who co-hosted Legends Radio with me the other night. And that should be posted shortly at legendsradio.net. And the week before, we had Ray Manzarek of the Doors. So we're not just wrestling. It's eclectic radio at its best. So check out Legends Radio. And this Wednesday, one of our wrestling guests will be Sir Oliver Humperdinck, one of the all-time great heel managers. So that's going to be this Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard at legendsradio.net. And if you like what I do here, check out Legends Radio at legendsradio.net. Check out our sponsors. Check out our advertisers. Click on a few, and that generates income for a show that supports not only pro wrestling, but indie music, indie writers, indie everything. The huge corporations may not need your support, but indie artists everywhere do. And speaking of that, Loki, or Caval, as some of you may know him, is returning to the indies, and he'll be facing Amazing Red in Queens in a month or so, Queens, New York. And Loki, I saw him a good 10 years ago at the Doghouse in Brooklyn, wrestling for free. He's come a long way, and still unclear what went wrong in WWE, but he's another guy who elevates wrestling to an art. You know, he wrestles. He's not a buffoon. He's very serious about his art. And yours truly may have been the first person to ever interview him a good 8, 9 years ago. So the great Loki back in the indies. And WWE's loss is our gain, as we'll see the guy in epic wrestling matches as opposed to sports entertainment. That should pretty much do it for yours truly, folks. Oh, by the way, I should also state that with Homicide back on the indie circuit, Low-Key versus Homicide, also a great, great matchup, which I'm sure we'll be seeing once again. So something more to look forward to. The indies with Evolve, Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, Jersey All-Pro, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. There's some great, great promotions out there, and they deserve your support. Support anything indie. And that'll about do it, folks. Evan Ginsberg wishing you happy holidays, happy new year, even those of you who tell me you don't like my segment. I wish you all the happiness and joy in the new year. And shout out to my buddy Lanny Poffo and Teresa Sario, Alive Again movie coming out in early 2011 featuring Lanny Poffo. You can see the trailer at AliveAgainMovie.com, and look for a total revamping of my site, WrestlingThenAndNow.com, WrestlingThenAndNow.com. Sometime about 30 days from now, we're going to make this the finest wrestling history site out there, and the latest edition of Wrestling Then and Now available as well. And check out the site for details. And that should about do it, folks. This is Evan Ginsberg for LegendsRadio.net, WrestlingThenAndNow.com, Evan, EvanGinzburg.com, etc., so on, AliveAgainMovie.com. Yours truly, signing off.